Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. Hi, it's your favorite girl, Miss Wanda Love, coming to you once again with another extravagant, lovely episode of the Everybody Needs a Little Love podcast. I'm just so happy to be talking to y'all. Y'all just don't know how much joy this thing right here brings me. I hope last week was wonderful for you. Hope you got everything you imagined and more. I hope the weekend, was ooh-wee. And this Monday today, you know, sometimes it's another Monday. I hope you had a wonderful work day or whatever it was that you did today. Hope that it brought you everything you imagined, and it was just a good day for you. You know what? I had a good day. I'm having a good day. Just had to kind of learn, you know, you got to do some things you don't want to do sometimes, but you just better do them things and you better make sure you find some joy in them things that you do not want to do, because you got to keep on pushing, got to keep on moving forward. That's all I'm going to say about that. I have to thank you for continuing to support and download the Everybody Needs a Little Love podcast. The best thing you can do is just share it. Share the link. Tell your friends, your mama, tell somebody about this little podcast that's gaining momentum. And we're going to move forward. You can listen to it at the Buzzsprout website. You can listen to it at any of your favorite, wherever you stream your favorite podcast. You can find the Everybody Needs a Little Love podcast. If it's not listed on your favorite service, please send me an email to WandaDHudson@gmail.com. WandaDHudson@gmail.com, and I promise you, a sister gonna get it listed for you. If you want to offer any feedback on the show, just send me an email telling me how much you love it. I don't want to hear none of that other stuff. I ain't trying to hear that. Send me an email how much you love it. Of course, WandaDHudson@gmail.com, and we just gonna keep this thing rolling. Okay, all right. So what are we gonna talk about today? Oh man, I'm telling you, this is a good one right here. This is a good one titled Faith. What have you done for me lately? What'd she say? I said Faith. What have you done for me lately? Man, listen. Okay. So this actually came to me yesterday. I was sitting in Sunday school, and we were talking about, you know, faith, and just talking about a lot of different things. And this particular, that the word faith popped in my head and stayed there for a minute, and then the title came. And I thought, man, I have to get this out. I got to get it out. Oh, let me just tell you this. I am starting my blog again, the Everybody Needs a Little Love blog. So that's something that I forthcoming that I'll have information for you, so you can get the shows on the blog and read good stuff. I'm telling you, it's about to go down up over here. So Faith, what have you done for me lately? So it popped in my head yesterday, and I just started thinking about it. I started thinking about how what it's like in my life. Yeah, what do I feel? And we're gonna break down, you know, why the title is the way it is. Show is we're just going to have a conversation. That's all it is, a conversation. So what comes up is going to come out, and we're going to get it together, and we're going to talk about some things. So I looked up the definition. I Googled the definition faith. I should have found my dictionary, but I Googled the definition. And it says one is a complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Okay. Complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Complete for me is a key. It's a key word. Complete. There's no loose ends. There's no, if you pull this string, it's going to unravel. It's complete. Everything about you, you have trust or confidence in someone or something. Second definition that came up is strong belief in God or in the doctrines of a religion based on spiritual apprehension rather than proof. Strong belief in God or in the doctrines of a religion based on spiritual apprehension rather than proof. And it's a sentence here. It says, bereaved people who have shown supreme faith. Bereaved people. So I just want that when it says bereaved people, there was someone who recently, they passed away, but throughout their sickness, you know, it just taught me every day they still continue to pray and trust God to heal them, you know, that his will be done. They had that faith and they passed on. But for me, that encouraged me because it's like, man, you know, they sick, you know, knew physically they were not going to get any better. And they kept that faith. To see faith in action is a beautiful thing. So faith, what have you done for me? So I say, what have you done for me? Because we, as people, we always expect something. We always want to see results and have something, you know, physical, you know, as a result of things that we do. So when I say, you know, when I think about it, I'm like, okay, what has faith done for me? What has my faith done for me? And I thought about it. I said, dang, it has kept me sane. It has kept me in peace. You know, we think about, you know, you got faith in your, I got faith that my paycheck is going to be deposited when it's, you know, when I on payday. That's some faith that I have. You know, I don't necessarily think about, well, gosh, if this doesn't happen or what, you know, what am I going to do? Because I kind of got, I have that faith that if, just say if it's not deposited on that day, there's a backup plan. Something is going to happen. So having that faith, I'm like, well, what has it done to me? What has it done for me? So I have faith in, you know, it's just certain things you think about it. Well, this is going to work. I have faith that I'm going to go outside and start up my car. I don't even think about, all right, it's not going to start today. Don't think about things like that. I have faith that when I put that key in there, because I have it, you know, have the gasoline in there. I have the tires, you know, they're not going to be flat. I have faith in things like that. But what has having that faith done for me? And it's been times in my life where, you know, you can't have part-time faith. You can't have part-time faith in, you know, in God. You cannot have that. It just won't work, because we get happy when things go our way. You know, we get happy. Well, I knew God was going to come through for me. He did this for me, you know, and we have that faith when things are going, you know, when everything's going your way. So what has your faith done for you when something just, it does not go your way? Okay. Do you still have faith? Do you have complete confidence? Do you still have that? Or do you have that, you know, that sometime faith, that roll the dice faith, where you just not go, I just ain't got no faith in this thing today. I just don't, I ain't got no faith in it. when things don't go your way. And I have been one of those people who I had that part-time faith. When everything is going right. Everything is going right. Yep, my faith done worked me. It done worked it out. And when it goes left, don't get the desired results. Life just, I say my life is like the Fresh Prince got flipped, turned upside down. When it's not going right, what has it done for me? So I just want to read Hebrews 11, out of the King James Version. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The substance. So you don't see it, you know, you don't see it. And then all of a sudden something happens and it's there. It's evidence. May not see it, but it's evidence. That's what faith is. The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So I ask again, and this is something that I want you to think about and look at in your life. What has faith done for you? What has it done for you lately? And I had to really sit down and evaluate myself because I'll say, you know, once things start to change, and you can kind of pinpoint sometimes when things are going to change, things start, you know, this motion, this shift starts happening. And a shift can be years, couple months, days, minutes. And when you can feel it, when you feel it and you're living in that shift and you're aware of it, you're open to it, you see it, and you understand it, that's when your faith is, it should be the strongest. For me, that's when it was the strongest. It is the strongest. So I have to answer that question, what has it done for me? Faith showed me, taught me that I was not built. I think about Whitney Houston. I was not built to break. I was not. God did not create us for us just to, you know, cry and break down and when things don't have these temper tantrums, when things don't go our way, be afraid of, you know, if this person isn't in my life, I just can't breathe. I told you about that time I was riding around listening to Toni Braxton. I was listening to Toni Braxton Breathe Again. Oh my goodness. So faith, what it has done for me, it has shown me how resilient I am, because there's times when we go through things and we cry, why me? Why me? And I had to learn, you can't cry, why me? You have to understand it and you have to keep going. So what has faith done for me? It's taught me, like I said, that I am resilient. I got that, you know, that bounce back, that snap back, that, okay, this didn't work. And I don't look at things like a, you know, moving backwards. I honestly don't. And if I feel like if I don't, there's a lot of other people out there, you know, who have the same belief. Like, no, this isn't a backwards move. This is a, you know, a lateral move. You know, I was going 75 in a 55. Okay. And I was getting there. And then God said, you're going too fast. You're missing certain things. Let me take you this way. Let me take you around, not necessarily the scenic route, but let me just take you off where it's not so crowded and not so much traffic and smog. And you can kind of see your way clearer to get on back around and keep on going. You know, maybe not at 75, but you can keep on going to get where he needs you to be. So faith has done so many things for me, having keeping the faith and when things didn't go my way, you know, they didn't go my way, but I still had that faith. And it's taught me how to, you know, it grew me up, you know, it made me, made me a little smarter, made me a little, you know, when you have that peace in your life, you don't have those, them gray hairs as much. So maybe it made me a little prettier. I don't know how, but it did. So I want you to sit, you know, just take a couple seconds out of the day or minutes or whatever it is and ask yourself that question. Faith, what have you done for me lately? And you will see, do you have that 100% complete faith? Do you have that sometimey wishy-washy faith? Where are you on this faith walk? Where you going? How you living? How you feel? And this is a conversation, like I said, I want us to have at some point, you know, when I start to have guests on and all that good stuff, we can have this conversation, because I really think that we are more alike than we are different. We're more alike than we're different, and we have a lot of the same wants, needs, you know, gifts, understandings. We are more alike. So sit down one day and just ask that question. Faith, what have you done for me lately? And I promise you, you're going to find some good things. You're going to find some good things out about yourself. All right? That was good to me. Listen here. Whatever it is that you choose to do, make sure you do it good to you. I'm Miss Wanda Love, and remember, everybody needs a little love.